With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Planet Fitness Kiss 108 Studios. Now back to Maddie in the Morning
on Kiss 108.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It is the Maddie in the Morning show. We mentioned earlier this morning, Matt has the morning off. He's having an exam. As we speak, Lise, he's currently in the exam.
He is, and he wants everyone to know he'll be back on Monday, but this was an opportunity to get this thing done, so they decided to do it today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked a lot about the exam that he had a couple of weeks ago, and his doctor wanted to do a follow-up. I guess that's normal, and this follow-up exam is very difficult to get. You've got to book it months in advance, and some sort of a last-minute opening came, so they called him late yesterday. They said, look, if you want...
We'll get you in at 6, so and he's there right now.
Yeah, so Matt will definitely be back Monday morning. So happy Friday, everybody. Yep. Here we are. Yep. And a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. This would have been Kiss concert weekend, Lise.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's funny? None of us, including Matt, me, yourself, we don't know how many years we've been doing Kiss concert. I will tell you this. A lot of people don't realize the history of Kiss concert. You see Kiss concert and concerts, radio concerts happening all over the country. It all started here.
Yeah, with the Kiss. Model started in Boston.
The very first Kiss concert was at a nightclub on Lansdowne Street, and it was basically a black tie party celebrating artists and sponsors for the most part. And they'd have one, maybe two performers, and then it was 2 or 3 years in the nightclub. And then it exploded. Mm-hmm. It went out to the Xfinity Center. It was in the old Boston Garden for a while.
But then the stage, the round stage, and how they could set up one show and then set up another one behind it and then move it was all done here, right? It was created in Boston.
And that's what Kiss Concert became famous for. We would have so many artists, Winnie, because I know you weren't here in the earlier days. We'd have as many as 20, 22 artists, but we would get them all in. Right. There was never any downtime.
Because of that stage setup.
Yeah, one act would finish, they'd rotate the stage, bang, the next show
was really on. Cool. It is cool when you're standing there and you're like watching the act in front and they're setting up the one behind and you're just...
And traditionally would get all the top artists in the world at the time, all the artists who basically had number one songs that past year or something, and celebrities from all walks of life would want to come to Kiss concert and hang out backstage. Lisa, you had a favorite moment.
I have a couple. Well, one is when you guys got married, because I was producing the show at that point, and I remember you were in the trail having your makeup done and you had your gown on.
Yeah.
But in the trailer, okay, that sounds, you know, that's what it was.
I don't wear gowns as a habit.
I know, but you are a beautiful bride. But literally the trailer right next to us was Maroon 5. Yeah. And Adam Levine was sitting on the steps outside the trailer, and your door was open, and he's watching this whole thing take away and talking to him about it. And he's like, so what's going on over here? Like, are you opening up for us? And I told him, he was like, so happy for you and Matt.
But at the same time, he was dreading the fact that I could possibly be his opening act.
Absolutely.
Wasn't there another moment with Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson?
Yeah,
from
the day we got married.
Yeah, the cake incident.
Yeah, and Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson were walking by, figuring, like, what the hell is going on there? So we had them join in the cake-cutting ceremony. But there was another real crazy moment. The year Matt Siegel was Ricky Martin, and he came out living La Vida Loca with black leather pants on. And I, for some odd reason... was Carmen Miranda. So I was dressed in this floral dress and a big basket of fruit on my head, right? And we're doing Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca. And we come off the stage. Understand, I have red, red lipstick on with a basket of fruit on my head. And one of the floor managers pulls me aside as I'm leaving stage to go take this crap off, right? And he said, no. They're looking for you. You've got a Steven Tyler interview right now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm Carmen Miranda, right? So I literally was walked over to Steven Tyler in his dressing room as Carmen Miranda and had to do an interview straight-faced.
But you know what?
In the dress?
I bet he loved it.
He not only loved it, he said, can I take some of this stuff on road with me? The backstage moments and the interviews, there were so many cool moments. Justin, what one do we want to run here?
Let's do the infamous Dua Lipa boots one.
Oh, God.
Do you want to tell the backstory on this? I can give my side of it as well.
With most interviews, when the artist comes backstage, they have their entourage with them, and the entourage usually includes a manager and or a representative from the record label. And a lot of times they will come over to us or to Justin or somebody ahead of the interview with me, and they'll say, look, okay, no talk about the breakup with so-and-so, no talk about the whatever, no personal stuff, no romance. And they give you some instructions on what you're not allowed to ask about. And for some reason, when Dua Lipa walked in, the manager right away said, okay, no questions about the boots, okay?
But I was the one before he said that. I said, you have to ask her about the boots.
Yes.
I was like, that's the whole look was that her whole outfit was the boots.
Yeah.
So, and then you got that thing from the manager.
Yeah. Well, the manager came to me and said, listen, it's very important. Billy does not ask about the boots. Don't ask anything about her wardrobe. Yeah. Ask about her new song. Oh, that's it. So Billy, I tell Billy, and Billy goes, Justin, no problem.
Yeah, I got
walks up out there. The interview starts, and this is what happened.
Before we do anything, can you just step to your left a little bit? You cannot wear boots like that and not have the world see.
Oh, that's very kind. They are very shiny.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask the corny question, who are you wearing?
Do you know what? I don't really know.
She knew!
I was told to ask.
So. I picked it out and I was like, oh, I really like this outfit today. I didn't really look at the label.
Those are pretty sensational.
Thank you.
Lisa Donovan, who is the fashion expert for our radio station and for our morning show, said, you have to ask Dua Lipa about those boots. Those are fantastic.
That's very sweet. Well, I will find out for you, Lisa.
Thank you. Promise?
Yeah, I promise. Absolutely.
Now, you and I both know she knew whose boots they were.
Well, because she paid for them, and that's why she didn't want to give them a plug, because she was upset.
That she didn't get them for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as that's going on, the manager / label is staring at me like he's going to kill me from across the backstage room. I'm like, Billy!
This could all be avoided if you just paid attention.
I know.
Like,
or
listened.
Just listen.
It's record guy telling me.
Lisa took precedent over.
He never listens.
No, he never takes direction.
No, here's the deal. You want to come up and tell me not to ask it? I'm going to ask.
Oh, totally.
Okay.
But behind the scenes, like for Justin or me, that's awkward because then we get in trouble, not you.
He doesn't care.
You know, you don't care.
I care if you get in trouble.
He doesn't
care. I want them throwing you out of the backstage area.
That's so true. You do.
You know what? He was excited about her boots.
Those are pretty sensational. Do we have time to run an Ariana Grande thing here, Justin?
Yeah, back in 2014, this is right after she performed at the White House in front of the Obamas, she came to Kiss concert with Billy.
Well, it was amazing. Our tour guide was so generous and so kind. I actually got to stand outside the Oval Office. I didn't get to go in because I'm actually glad they didn't let me go in because knowing me, I would have broken something really, really important and valuable and important to our history. But it was just amazing, you know, just being there and feeling the energy and learning about our history. And it was just amazing to be in the building and, of course, to meet the president and meet the first lady.
Now, understand, this was the morning after she sang at the White House for the Obamas. And she did. I love hearing this clip. And I know it sounds corny. This gives me the chills. She did a Whitney Houston song inside the White House.
She sounded so amazing.
The Obamas sitting in the front row. If you can imagine the atmosphere, and here's the clip from that performance. Yeah. Chills. Chills.
Now, Lisa, understand how hard it is to hit that note. She has such a good voice.
And the pressure of having the president and first lady in the first row and all of the other dignitaries.
Ah, you're
in the
loved
White
it.
House, for God's sakes. But that was another one of those moments. And we do this morning because Justin and I this weekend on the KISS Top 30 Countdown are going to be celebrating so many crazy funny and magical moments from KISS concerts years gone by, because this would have been KISS concert week.
Billy let me touch Brody Jenner's hair. That was one of my favorite moments too.
Yeah.
He was actually really nice, Brody Jenner.
Brody Jenner was not only nice, he was so handsome.
A very good looking. I was in the dressing room with him.
Oh,
and
my,
I was like,
no, it's an otherworldly.
Yeah, I remember that interview.
Brody Jenner is here, everybody. And this is cool. because well, Brody and I are buds, and we can just talk about anything.
Right? You don't understand.
Well, I think Brody and I, the night before, had done an event together at Rain Nightclub.
No, he came to the Maddie the Live,
pre,
right?
The pre-show.
The pre-party.
Oh, yeah. The pre-party.
Yeah.
Oh, Lisa was gushing over Brody Jenner.
Folks, you don't understand. Yeah. In person, he's absolutely gorgeous.
The hair flowing.
All right, Lisa, let me ask you this. Yes. So, Brody Jenner or Scott Disick?
Or throw one other one in, Julian Edelman.
Ooh.
Who are you going home with?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Like a little cliff game.
Yeah.
Well, it would have to be Brody and Julian.
Brody, both?
Like both?
A threesome? You're having a threesome?
Oh, Lord.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. You can't pick this one.
Okay.
All right. I think on that note,
I think we'll go to a song.
Yes. Let's just go to a song.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.